The House approved a measure dealing with health screenings for newborns. Could you give us the details, Mary Agnes?
The bill would authorize $44.5 million to fund screening programs to detect congenital, genetic, and metabolic disorders in newborns. The measure would also call for the establishment of federal guidelines for the testing of newborns for these disorders. Another provision in the bill would require the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, to create and maintain an information clearinghouse of educational and family support services to support families whose children were diagnosed with the illnesses.
The House also passed legislation dealing with brain injury research. What happened there, Mary Agnes?
The measure would renew a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, program that funds state programs that track and report brain injuries and connects patients with hospitals and treatment centers. The measure would also reauthorize a grant program within the Health Resources and Services Administration that funds state brain injury rehabilitation programs. Both programs would be authorized through 2011.
A House committee approved legislation that would block for 1 year implementation of a series of regulations from the Bush administration dealing with Medicaid. Mary Agnes, could you recap that for us?
The House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee approved the measure, which would stop implementation of the Medicaid regulations until April 2009. The regulations deal with several areas, including targeted case management services, Medicaid reimbursement for medical education at teaching hospitals, and taxes that states charge health providers. To help win Republican support for the bill, its sponsor, Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman John Dingell, he's a Democrat from Michigan, made changes to the legislation to clarify that it would block only the 7 Medicaid regulations that lawmakers oppose and not any new administrative regulations that the administration might propose in the future.
What else would the bill do?
It would establish a comprehensive review of the regulations before the moratorium expires, and it would provide $25 million to the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, beginning in fiscal 2009, rather, for programs to fight waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid.
What's next?
The measure now moves to the full House Energy and Commerce Committee. The panel's ranking Republican, Joe Barton of Texas, has said he'll support the bill and will encourage the White House to not oppose it. The National Governors Association opposes the regulations and is asking Congress to block them. Now, while administration officials have said that the regulations are intended to end accounting gimmicks and other maneuvers that some states have used to increase their federal Medicaid funding, President Bush might have a hard time sustaining a veto of the bill if it has widespread support from Republicans who are reluctant to cut federal funding for Medicaid during an election year.
Guidance the Bush administration issued last August concerning states' ability to expand coverage in the state Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP, was the subject of a recent Senate hearing. Mary Agnes, how did the hearing unfold?
Much of its focus was on the directive that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, issued last August, which laid out the parameters for states to extend SCHIP coverage above 250% of the poverty level. Before they can take that step, states have to first assure the government that they've covered 95% of children in families earning less than 200% of the poverty level. There was debate over whether CMS had the authority to issue the directive. The agency maintains that it does, while some of the senators disputed that.
What were the key points?
Dennis Smith, the director of the Medicaid and State Operations for CMS, told members of the Senate Finances Healthcare Subcommittee that the directive was meant to guide states rather than punish them. While some Republicans on the panel agreed with the administration that it was important to focus SCHIP coverage on the nation's poorest children before expanding the program, many Democrats at the hearing said the directive would hurt states' ability to provide health care coverage for uninsured children. For example, Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, said the directive could stop a Montana ballot initiative under development that would raise SCHIP eligibility to 250% of poverty, which would provide coverage to an additional 30,000 children.
What's been the impact of that SCHIP guidance?
Smith said that at least 9 of the 17 states targeted by the directive would meet the new guidelines, but Senator John Rockefeller, a Democrat of West Virginia, expressed doubt that states would meet the 95% threshold set by CMS. Separately, Senator Rockefeller has introduced legislation that would place a moratorium on the directive, as well as several pending administration guidelines concerning Medicaid.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.